So a winter retreat is always quite strong weather and winds and cold and rain and it has that quality, and we think of shelter. But there is a teaching from the Dharma called the worldly winds, or the winds of the world, which is not the rain, but the winds of pressure, of neediness, of wanting things to be a certain way, of something missing, of duality. I like, don't like, or I am liked, or I am not liked by others. Or basically, I want to survive. This is the worldly winds, and it's a teaching about all beings. It's not just humans. You see every being. I was just thinking about some birds that migrate thousands and thousands of miles, kilometers, to find a home like a shelter. We have one in my house, swifts. Snoniot. They come from Africa. They find their nest in my mahsan every year. They go straight there to survive. What a kind of journey. Well, we do the same. We're busy, busy, morning, noon and night, all our life. We're doing more than 3,000 kilometers just to survive, to find our shelter. So it's important somehow to, I think, a message that I want to express with this is we are here to meet ourselves, but the winds are outside and inside. Sometimes we might get too far outside and we want conditions to be a certain way, and I can meditate if it's like that, or if I can get the kids to school in the morning, then I can sit. Or if I'm not too busy, or if I can put away my telephone. Outside, inside, it's cold, it's hot, it's not pleasant, it's this, it's that. What I suggest is that we don't go too, we see the balance between inside and outside. So at times a shelter like a weekend retreat is a beautiful place to go inside, because we've forgotten, or we lose that contact with the inside. But also we remember that the Buddha said, and the practice is, in and out. So sometimes our inside practice feels it's not happening. I'm trying to be mindful and my mind is crazy and I'm restless and I don't feel comfortable. Okay, but then there's the outside. So we may want to go outside, and it's fair enough to spend the whole retreat being inspired by the outside. The retreat itself, the care, like Muli was talking about, and Asaf. The atmosphere of a group of people doing something important and meaningful. The nature itself, we sit opposite a tree. So allow the outside. Allow the inside. And you don't need to worry too much, what's the practice? That I should be mindful, because this is a mindfulness retreat and I have to be mindful. Okay, that's a project. The usual mind does that. we need compassion to that usual mind. But if you sit all day under a tree and sort of talk to the tree and let the tree talk to you, there's nothing more mindful than that. So I'm just saying, relax around the sense that there's a project to do called being mindful and going inside and finding quiet there, because it's much bigger than that. Nature is so powerful. We had a session on that last night on Zoom. And I've just written a book about a personal journey to do with nature. And I just want to read just a couple of lines from this book. It's not out yet. I'm still finishing it. But it's just a sense of being with the winds of nature, the power of nature. The earth swallows us when we are dead. Let it swallow us when we are alive. This earth doesn't belong to me. I belong to it. Let the ground in me talk to the ground under me. The nature in me talk to the nature outside, and the mind to watch the dialogue with sympathy. Let the wind blow through me beyond all illusions of inside and outside, carrying me to the bountiful world that has no boundaries. Nature is just itself, just there. It has no interest in threatening or demanding or providing or proving anything to us. So we can relax into it, let it take us along with everything else that is growing and dying. We never left it, but often forgot that fact. When we remember and rejoining, we are welcomed back with relief into a vast world that is always waiting for us. I'm saying this at the beginning of the retreat is just a small reminder of the importance of outside and inside, of awareness out, awareness in. Our breath is in, but our breath is out. It doesn't belong to us, it belongs to the trees. So it can give us a certain insight or a certain also ease that we're not having to create a super silent weekend retreat. Ajahn Suchito, a few years ago I met him, he's an abbot of a monastery in England, and he said the whole Dharma really is about rediscovering our relationship. It's about relationships. It's not about us developing something as an individual unit separate from the world. So we let go into the world, whatever that means, inside, outside. Just let go into the world, and it's always there to welcome us. So a lot of the practice is just allowing ourselves to be open. And soft effort, kind effort. To let go into. We usually let go of something. Let go of something that gives us trouble. But we can also realize that letting go is letting go into. What does that mean? It means that if we let go of something that's taking a lot of space in our consciousness, then there will be more consciousness available for other things, for a much bigger view, for relationships. So imagine there is a kind of a strong internal sankharas, constructions in our mind, and busyness in our mind. But a little bit that we can let go, we can also feel that we're giving space to something else. That we don't know what it is, we don't need to know what it is, but we just give more space, let go into something, not the issue that's troubling us, or not the narratives in the mind. We always let go into something else, something bigger. And a lot of that is very simple. It's just about allowing. If sure, you can say, just to allow. Allow ourselves to be ourselves. Allow and remember what we've forgotten. Allow ourselves to care for ourselves, for the world. Let something else just grow in us. It's not about pressure. We're here in a weekend, and it's a weekend that you could say we stop and remember what we've forgotten. We stop and we allow things that we don't pay attention to arise without pressure or control. And understanding that a lot of letting go of stuff is easier than we think, because we don't really own it in the first place. It's just stuff that's arrived on our journey. So letting go may be easier than we think, and we can trust that we can let go more than we realize, and something bigger will take its place. So a small image from about letting go, from more from the Mahayana Tibetan tradition. It's quite a nice image that thoughts, mind, if you like, a thinking mind, a thought actually wants to stop. We may think, well, that's not true. The thoughts in my mind just go 100 kamash non-stop. What do you mean it wants to stop? If you look at a thought, it's actually a bit out of control, but if we look at a thought, it always comes and goes. And something about a thought wants to stop. Something in us actually loves silence. Something about a thought wants to end itself. Something about the mind wants to go back into the ocean. And it's a part of remembering. Sati is, the word sati, mindfulness, is translatable as remembering. So remembering there's something in us that really wants to settle down, that wants to let go, that wants to just stop. And even a thought, you can notice it. So that's just a few kind of insights maybe to help. And so let's settle down into practice now. שאנחנו חוזרים הביתה, אנחנו מסתכלים על הגוף, למצוא את התנוחה הנכונה. ברגע הזה כבר הגענו. אפילו התנועות קטנות, למצוא את התנוחה הנכונה, לא יכול לעשות את זה בלי אכפתיות, בלי caring, בלי מודעות. והמעבר משכחה לנוכחות זה לא רחוק, זה לא מעבר קפיצה גדולה. אנחנו כבר שם, בעולם של הוויה. אפשר להתחיל מהמקום מאוד פתוח ומאוד פשוט. יודעים שאנחנו יושבים. יודעים שאנחנו אנחנו כאן, אנחנו נמצאים, אנחנו בתוך עולם גדול. זה כניסה לנוכחות ממקום הכי הכי פשוט וקל, תחושה שאני קיים. ידיעה. חיות. ואפשר להתחבר עם הגוף, הנשימות. Tzumat Lev, Im Chpatiyut, a loving attention. Each breath is precious and interesting. Dibarnu al hamezeg avir, ma haguf omer shel hamezeg avir pnimi, ma haruchot, hatchushot, hasipurim, hakriot, shehaguf mesaper. V'anachnu im, anachnu karov, intimi, v'makshivim, kol hakolot ele. We let go into the breathing, into bodily life. Which is waiting to welcome us. העולם של מחשבות. גם כמו רוחות. We give them also loving attention. Etut, כמו אסף אמר. אבל, כדאי עכשיו לחזור לגוף, שהגוף יהיה עדיפות. שיהיה עדיפות לגוף. בלי התנגדות למיינד. feet, the breath, the weight of the body. The cells, ha-ta'im, הם רוצים לספר לנו את השירים, את הסיפורים שלהם. Just make ourselves available, הקשבה, אכפתיות. can take some time to walk outside, and Kamarnukodim, outside and inside. Outside, feel the cold air, the wetness, the elements of earth and water and air and wind and cold. And just explore what it's like. And then there'll be a Pamon for coming back for the last sitting. Also, those of you who had a long day and feel really tired and falling asleep in the meditation, yalla, outside, gonna sort you out.